Maybe we'll help some folks this morning with a new book called You Are Worthy. Change your money mindset, build your wealth, and fund your future. We have with us financial empowerment coach Kelly Holland. Now, Kelly, you've written this book specifically for women. Is that correct?
I did write it specifically for women, Bruce. And the reason is that while all of us, all Americans, feel financial stress, you know, it shows up in survey after survey as one of the top stressors for everyone, it's especially acute for women. So the lessons in the book and the tools and exercises in the book are useful to anyone, but women, from what I can tell from my research, you know, and my discussions with women, women have a special need for feeling empowered in this space and feeling welcome to engage with their finances and start taking charge of their money to work for them.
There was a survey that came out that shows 61% of women would rather discuss their own death than their finances. There, and women sometimes have discussions that seem to be more, I don't know, not emotional, but something related to that as well as finances sometimes sort of have this sort of facts and figures and a coldness to it. I don't know if that plays into why that's not one of the conversations. But when did you become empowered with money? What was that path that you were able to be the one, you know, you're giving advice to women, but where was it that you received that sort of strength?
Well, Bruce, you found me out. I do have my own interesting history with money. I was raised to believe that money was a source of conflict in families and it was best not to think about it, and you shouldn't choose a career based on money. You should choose a career based on how satisfied you are, and you can always live modestly and get satisfaction from your work. So that is the mindset with which I entered adulthood, the idea that don't pay attention to money. And you can imagine what happened next. I had my own situation shortly after getting my first job where I was living hand to mouth, and it all came to a head one day. But it still took me years after that to realize, to become motivated to really take charge. And what did that was when I found my own heartfelt motivation, the life goal that would really drive me to wade into a space where I didn't want to be. So that it was that experience, and then also the research I've done and interviews with over 100 women that led me to write this book to help other women identify that North Star for themselves so they can jump in and start using this tool.
And you have this in the book, a lot of tools and sort of steps, and you kind of have divided into three sections. Let's talk about the first one about believe. Explain that to us.
Well, the believe has to do with how we think about ourselves in relation to money. I mean, we know that women have a lot of structural challenges when it comes to building wealth, from the gender pay gap, which is bad for every woman, but especially acute for women of color, and then we know that women tend to spend more time out of the workforce caring for children and other family members. So both of those things impede our ability to build wealth and take care of our future security. And then layer on some of the messaging that we get, you know, from society about being chronic overspenders and irresponsible with money, which isn't true. We don't actually spend more money than men. But nonetheless, that's messaging that comes at us. I'll give you one example. Try Google the word investor and search images and see how many women you see. There are a lot of messages about women not really being welcome in these kinds of spaces. And then another thing, and forgive me if I hop on a soapbox for a minute, but none of us get necessarily much financial education growing up. We're not born financially literate. And it's luck of the draw as to whether our families teach us or whether we pick it up in school. So many of us emerge into adulthood without knowing these basic things about taking care of our finances. So believe is about believing that you can be capable in this space, that there's a reason for you to wade in and start building the skills, and that it can help you in more than just your wallet, but also in your relationships and your general life satisfaction.
The other part that they have in here related to learn. So once you sort of have the belief that you can have empower in this, I guess now it's getting the skills, right, to understand
what
it means.
Yes, exactly. So once you've identified sort of you've started to recognize your own agency and potential with money, that you can take charge of it and you can get better at it, once you've really matched that against a life goal and so you've made the connection that taking charge of your money will help you achieve those goals, then you are in a mindset to learn skills that you may have not been exposed to before or may have avoided learning before. This is everything from being aware of where your money goes to setting intentions for your money with a budget to learning the basics of investing. And so you stitch all of those things together, and you are then on a pathway to a coherent, thorough, integrated financial plan for your whole life.
The other part is build, and I guess you sort of building the money and also the momentum. Sort of just once this starts, you can kind of keep it going if you see positive results out of it.
Exactly. Build the wealth for, you know, for your long-term future. Build the wealth for your current flourishing. Build the wealth for the people you love. And build a plan that supports all the ways you want to live your life. So it's all of those things. And then ultimately build knowledge in the next generation. Teach the young girls and the children in your life about using money and making money work for them. We need to open up this conversation, because the sooner we do, the more empowered we will all feel.
We are talking today with Kelly Holland. The book is called You Are Worthy, Change Your Money Mindset, Build Your Wealth, and Fund Your Future. I guess any age can benefit from this information, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will say, Bruce, that there are some early indications that Gen Z women are engaging more with their finances than older women tend to. And that's fabulous. But again, not all of us are 22. So speaking for myself. So you know, we all need to fine tune this as well. So yes, anyone at any age can benefit from this. It is honestly never too late to start taking charge of your finances. And it's not really too early either.
When you're doing and going through, how do you keep it interesting? I don't know. Sometimes money, I mean, obviously, right? How do you keep it interesting, and what kind of things do you lead so that people can kind of see that there's achievement other than just looking at a statement or something like that?
Well, you are talking to a certified money nerd. So, but for those readers who are not money nerds, one of the things that I've done is weave in the voices of dozens of women I interviewed over the course of 2 years. So the goal with that is to keep it interesting and also to keep it relatable and inviting, because I've had a number of readers tell me that just reading those voices helps them feel like they're not the only one experiencing this challenge, or they're not the only one who's made a mistake that they regret. They're not the only one who's a little nervous about all this stuff. So I think the stories of the women, I tell stories of my clients, or the actual voices of women I've interviewed, and all of that is separate from or woven in with the exercises and the skill building.
How did you do those interviews, and like, what was the approach for that? Hey, we're going to sit down and chat about money over coffee. I mean, what was the way to bring these stories out of them, or how did you solicit that information?
Well, I just cast a wide net. It was sort of, I called 5 women that I knew sort of professionally and said to you, I want to do this thing. Can you help me connect with colleagues, friends, family members of yours who might be interested in talking? The only parameter was you had to be 30 or over and have a college education. But I spoke to women all around the country from all walks of life, married, single, divorced, widowed, with children, without children, working out of the home, not working out of the home. I tried really hard to make this as broad a look as possible.
Were they willing to show their stories, or do you have to kind of peel it back a little bit? Because sometimes they don't want to talk about it. They probably haven't talked about money most of their lives, and now you're kind of digging deep into maybe a wound or maybe some, you know, success story as well.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that. I mean, there were women who, when we first started talking, they seemed a little wary, but I am a coach by training, and I was able to help them feel like they weren't being judged. This was a safe space to have a conversation that maybe they don't have a safe space to have otherwise, and that they might even learn a few things. And that also, as a thank you for working with me, I offered everyone half an hour of free coaching. So some took me up on it, some didn't. But the whole idea was that this was to help other women and to maybe learn some things yourself and to help me help other women.
It's called You Are Worthy, Changing Your Money Mindset, Building Your Wealth and Fund Your Future. Do you weave in any men into this story? I mean, because sometimes that can derail maybe finances in a sense, or who's in charge, or what that means within a relationship. Did you put any balance into that?
I spent a lot of time, there was a full chapter about money and relationships and how to have a healthy money relationship with your significant other. just short version, one of the key things is just delegation is fine. We all delegate in this busy life of ours. I don't do car repairs. My husband does car repairs. I pay bills. He doesn't pay bills. We do that. But the key is to stay engaged. I do know when the tires have to be rotated, and he does know when we have big expenses coming up or, you know, major financial things we need to take care of. So the key is delegate, communicate, and stay engaged.
Right. And that all creates that empowerment you were talking about, right?
Exactly. Because the more you know, the more you feel in control.
Wow. You are worthy. Change your money mindset, build your wealth, and fund your future. Kelly Holland, a financial empowerment coach, joining us this morning. If people want to find out more about this book or even just get some other details related to what you do, where's a good place to get that?
You can go to my website, which is kellyholland.com, and that's spelled KELLEYHOLLAND.com. I'm also on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. So, and my book's available everywhere books are sold.
So that sounds good. And if we Google financial empowerment coaches, we'll probably see some more women, including you, on there perhaps in the future.
You may well.
All right. Kelly, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Bruce.
Thanks. Kelly Holland joining us again. The book is called You Are Worthy. Change your money mindset, build your wealth, and fund your future. Of course, Money Talk comes your way after 9 o'clock with Dave Ramsey. A lot of Don Dave shows about money and in relationships as well.